WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The country's latest job snapshot shows an additional 139,000 jobs added to the U.S. economy in the month of May, slightly better than economists had expected, even with uncertainty about current government policies. Here's ABC News business reporter Alexis Christophorus.
We have a resilient job market continuing to defy expectations despite all the uncertainty coming out of the White House in terms of tariff policy, immigration policy, but it does show us that the job market is gradually slowing down. Businesses are saying, look, we can't foresee the future as clearly as we thought we could months ago, which could impact their hiring decisions.
The world watching in real time the breakup of President Trump and Elon Musk, both angrily posting about each other on social media in a feud that began when Musk criticized the president's spending bill. Russian missiles and drones striking across Ukraine, leaving four dead, dozens hurt. The retaliatory aerial attacks among the largest in the war. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The negotiating seems to be over. Republicans are now officially crafting their own budget after walking out on negotiations with Governor Tony Evers. They've been in talks trying to come to an agreement on tax cuts, a priority for Republicans, and funding things like schools, child care centers, and universities, a priority for the governor. Republican State Senator Mark Bourne, co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee.
Unfortunately, those conversations have stopped. The spending really that the governor needs is just more than the state can afford, and it was getting to the point where it was about 3-1 compared to the tax cuts that we were looking at.
Wisconsin currently has a record $4.5 billion or so surplus, according to the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum. Republicans have the majority, so now this budget is essentially in their hands. Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce.
We're going to see a budget that does very little to lower costs for working families. I think we're going to see a budget that fails our kids. We're going to see a budget that refuses to invest in our public universities at a really critical time. We're going to see a budget that turns a blind eye to relief for ordinary Wisconsinites. We're going to see a budget that exacerbates the child care crisis in the state and then hurts our workforce and our economy.
Thursday, Republicans added more bonding authority to clean drinking water initiatives and $500,000 to a program to train more physicians. And the American Family Insurance Championship is here. This is the first time the championship is at TPC Wisconsin, formerly known as Cherokee Country Club. The tournament was held at University Ridge for the last 8 years. Fans will park at Madison College and be able to take shuttles to TPC, so you can expect lots of extra traffic in those areas this weekend. Half the money raised this weekend will go to American Family Children's Hospital, and the other half will go to a variety of local organizations. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX. News.
It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight at AmFam Field in Milwaukee, where the Brewers begin a three-game series against the San Diego Padres in second place in the NL West behind the Dodgers. Chad Patrick on the mound for Milwaukee. NBA, the Pacers were down by as much as 15 points in the fourth quarter last night in game one of the finals on ESPN.
Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving. Pulls off. Jump shot.
The Pacers win 111-110 over the Thunder. Game two is Sunday night. NFL, Aaron Rodgers has agreed to a one-year deal to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He has worked with a quarterback's coach before in Green Bay.
The quarterback coach is actually a guy named Tom Arth. Tom Arth was in the quarterback room with me in 2006 in Green Bay. The first offseason I ever did went through the Mike McCarthy quarterback school. It was me and Tom Arth and Tom Clements.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with an isolated shower possible by later this afternoon. High today around 77. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 54 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Some late day showers are possible with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin. It is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided. We've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, actor Mark Unger, and it's a Bar Band Friday night with Rocker filling in for his Maxine co-host, Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me fighter.
Elon gave us a fun one. Time to drop the really big bomb. Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That's the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day, DJT. Is this Twitter war a cheesy Gordita Crunchwrap Supreme? Because it's dripping hot, messy filth, and I'm eating up every sloppy bite. Mm.
Oh, could it get better? It could. You know why, Bella? Because Michael on Blue Sky, who has such exquisite taste.
This guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. Dear pretty Stephanie, when you read my Blue Sky post, you asked if I was drunk. The only thing I've been intoxicated by is your breathtaking beauty.
I knew that was coming.
When you speak, the day has meaning, and I'm not denying I may need a 12-step program to learn how to navigate life without you on my arms. Oh, there's another one. Pretty Stephanie, please, can you please let Chris know the only thing he has ever been right about is choosing to work 3 feet away from the most beautiful baddie with a riz.
Oh, God, no!
In the history of radio. P.S., you're pretty. And finally, Bella said this is so over the top. She thinks ChatGPT wrote it.
Uh-huh.
Michael says, pretty Stephanie, please let young Bella know I was born in 1970. I'm not even sure what ChatGPT is. I need absolutely no help conveying my feelings about the most consequential woman to ever grace the radio waves.
Oh, my God.
Michael, I've never seen such a perceptive person that I should probably stop encouraging.
You're a baddie with riz, Stephanie.
Yes, I sure am. Yeah. Happy Pride for Angela. Let's talk about these two messy bitches' breakup. Oh, my God.
Ooh, I am here for it. Oh, my goodness. It is everything delightful.
Ooh, I mean, who knew Christmas came yesterday?
So early.
Who knew?
So early. Oh, my God. Where are we in the timeline? Oh, we're at the I'm not talking to you.
Right.
Right. Trump said this morning, I'm not talking to him.
Uh-huh.
They both are giving each other the cold shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh, let him think about how he was speaking to me.
And you know they're both wandering around, cruttering, right? Crazy, muttering, wandering around, crying and muttering. Well, I don't know. And I don't need him. I don't need him at all. He don't even know me.
This morning was also, I feel bad about his drug problem.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, they're all awful. Big bag of rats. So you're saying you put somebody you knew was a drug addict in charge of our personal information, and you put $300 million and God knows what else into a guy that you think is a pedophile. Right?
They're the best people. They're the best people. The best people. You know what? This is the thing that I never understand about users. Users don't understand that other people use you too.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You were talking about other kind of users, not drugs. Okay. Got it. Yes. Well, okay. Let's go back in the timeline, shall we? So yesterday, Trump was just, you're in that phase before you go nuclear.
Yeah.
Yesterday in the Oval Office, he said, look, I've always liked Elon. And so I was very surprised, when you're first. And I saw the words he had for me, and he hadn't said anything about me. Just wait. He hadn't said anything about me that's bad. I'd rather have him criticize me than the bill, because the bill is incredible. Elon and I had a great relationship. I don't know if we will anymore. Oh, and then he pointed to the infamous Trump was right about everything hat that Trump wore in the Oval Office. And he said, I'm right about how great the big, beautiful bill is. Well, I've worn a lot of different hats, and that doesn't mean, okay, so...
That's how you test a theory. Economic policy. You put it on your hat.
Yeah. And you put it on your head. That's what you do. You wear it.
You wear it. And if it stays on your head, it works.
And we were saying this morning, Peter Ducey has confirmed that he is going to sell or give back the Tesla.
Yep.
So we are at the waiting to exhale scene where he's going to throw all of Elon's into the Tesla, light it on fire. And
light the cigarette off of it, then tap an ash into the fire.
Well, and the falling of that stock yesterday tells us how many, crypto bros were out there buying the Tesla stock for Trump.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because, absolutely.
Because they pulled their money.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, $150 billion?
Yeah. So this went back to Elon's upset because we took the EV mandate, which was a lot of money for electric vehicles. And, they're having a hard time, the electric vehicles. They want us to pay billions of dollars. So he was threatening to pull the subsidy. Then Musk wrote, whatever.
That is so third grade.
I mean, as F.
It's the time of the night where the slumber party has taken a dark turn.
Yes. And that always happens at every slumber party.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. When
someone's feelings get hurt.
Right. You tickled someone's wrist and now they peed in the bed and now there's, going to be.
And the two girls who think they're popular and everybody likes them have just figured out that nobody likes them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Things always take a turn.
How close are we that Elon gave him the weight gain milkshake, and then he drank it by accident? That's why he's okay. Which one is that from?
What?
Mean Girls?
Oh, it's the weight gain, the weight bar.
Oh, the weight gain bars.
Yeah,
yeah.
The nutrition bars.
These are diet bars.
I'll tell you something. White women are hard. Man, you gotta give it to the white ladies when they fight.
Yeah.
They fight in their sleep.
So he said, whatever, keep the EV solar incentive cuts in the bill, even though no oil and gas subsidies are touched. Very unfair. But ditch the mountain of disgusting pork in the bill. So this was beginning of the breakup timeline. Hold, please.
I like to imagine they're both using the same assistant to do their typing.
Yeah.
And that he's just running back and forth going, wait, what? And then say.
Yeah. So he said he fired Elon and Elon said, no, we didn't. You're a liar. What else? Then he said Musk objected to Trump's assertion that he knew every aspect of the bill. He said, no, he's lying. This bill was never shown to me. this is just, I don't, and they're both awful and they're both liars. So I don't really, well, I don't know.
The thing is, they put all of this in public. That's,
yeah.
Every single step of this was public.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
also, none of the Republicans have read the bill.
Right.
Nobody.
None of them knows what's
Nobody.
In it. Like, that's right. what I keep learning.
Right. They're like, hey.
Wow.
What'd you say? AI?
Yeah, a bunch of them wrote a letter talking about how they didn't read it. They would have voted against it. I'm like, are
that
you
is your job.
Proud of?
Okay. That is your singular job.
Well, they didn't think it was fair. And I'm like, well, perhaps you could have read it or said, we're not voting on it till we've read it. Maybe you could have done those things.
Okay. So obviously, everybody's making a lot of Elon saying Trump wouldn't have won the election without him. Trump says, no, I would have won the election easily without him. I don't know where this is going to end, but Seth Abramson said, who was this one? Nantucket Brown said, if Elon wants any public trust back, he needs to bring the proof that he rigged the election for Trump, and then he needs to serve his time for the crime, and then he can start working on his public image. I'm just saying they could continue this fight in prison together. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Look, I don't even need Elon to go to prison. I just need him to go.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, let's strike a deal. Let's plea bargain him out this country. You know,
I agree,
Trump in jail. I don't care. I'm waiting for them to turn on each other's hair. That is what I'm in it for. That's going to be when you know.
It's kind of a magical moment. I agree with Musk that Trump should be impeached, but I also agree with Trump that, or with Steve Bannon, that Trump should deport Musk. So it's so hard to, you know.
Yeah.
I guess we can
agree all of that. I also don't totally believe this fight. No, not at all. I mean, I think it's a performance. I think it's about his stock. And I really don't believe it.
This is why this was so specific. Musk said yesterday, without me, Trump would have lost the election. Dems would control the House and the Republicans would be 51-49 in the Senate. Such ingratitude.
And he's right. He's absolutely right.
Right.
He's absolutely right. He put his money on those people. And this is what he's getting for it. This is what you bought, Elon. You purchased this treatment.
But he don't care about the deficit. He does not care about the deficit. He cares about himself and the white nationalist agenda. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Well, you know what I said earlier, Angela, is that now there's a white genocide of a South African. You know what I'm saying? Just because this fight is...
You should send all them other, the subpar, South Africans that got here, send all them back.
Oh, by the way.
Or to a prison in South Sudan.
Right.
Oh, by the way.
Exactly.
Yeah. One of the white South African, quote unquote, refugees killed his wife 2 weeks after getting to the U.S.
No.
Almost like they let a bunch of violent immigrants in here. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel scared. You know what, Stephanie? I need some safe spaces are you kidding me?
No, that's what we were saying. I understand now why the, Godzilla Kong movie was, exciting for people. But I do feel like we're the civilians and I'm like going, is I going to get stepped on by a giant lizard or punched by a giant ape? Like, what's...
Yeah, I'm not down with either of these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is not...
No.
Okay. I saved a bunch of things for you. Hold, please. Talk amongst yourselves.
Rebecca.
Yeah. Hold, please. Yeah. We talked last week about the Jake Tapper book, but Seth Abramson made a good point. He said, look what Jake Tapper did to us. His garbage book, which holds none of the proof he claims, is the foundation a madman will use to try to justify ending our democracy by undoing actions he'd otherwise not be able to touch. Democracy died so Tapper could cash in. Right. Here we are with Trump just ordered the prosecution of the Biden administration for I don't know what. Cover up, auto pen something, trying to undo everything he did, right?
Exactly.
I'm going to have to start watching CNN so I can watch every program around Jake Tapper to get him off air.
We could watch Abby Phillip tonight because John Fugelsang will be on.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
So this brings me to Kareem Jean-Pierre's book. We were just saying I never in my life thought I would agree with Joe Walsh and not Kareem Jean-Pierre. But here we are. We just had Joe Walsh on, who explained how critical it is to join the Democratic Party at this moment in our history and constitutional crisis. So we like Kareem. We've had her on this show.
Yeah.
I don't honestly get this whole thing.
You know what? We talked about this yesterday on The Final Word. And what it feels like, and this is what Angela and I said, feels like.
Because the book isn't out, right?
It isn't out yet. But it feels like she saw something so against her personal morals and against what that happened to Biden that she said, I can't participate in this system anymore.
Well, that's what I said, Angela, is that, first of all, you're right. No one's read it. So, you know, first people jumped on Earth, you know, like this is another Biden bashing book, and Biden was so loyal to her.
I
think the idea was that she left because of the way she feels the Democratic Party treated Joe Biden. So So I don't know what's in the book, but I think it's exactly the wrong time to leave the party. That's my
opinion. Do, but I also, you know, in the midst of this last election and in trying to look at what happened and sort of being a black woman in this country, I get it, because I feel like what happened was a complete disregard of all of our votes, you know, to get Biden out of being our candidate. Like, we voted for him.
Yeah.
We had primaries, you know, and George Clooney and some other rich folks got together, and people like Adam Schiff, who I loved, you know, went out there and told donors to stop donating to him, and they made that happen. And they didn't. I don't believe they wanted to go with Kamala, but it became very clear because the black women came out that day.
Well,
because white women came out the next day.
And Bernie,
that need to be the person.
Bernie coming out this week and saying, "Oh, it didn't matter. It wasn't that Joe Biden got out too late. It's Kamala's fault." It's like,
what?
I'm like,
but Bernie has a problem with black people, and I know people who love Bernie don't like to pay attention to this, but he does. He is uncomfortable around black people. He just is. And I'm not saying that he's a racist or he does racist things. I'm saying that he has a discomfort level there. He also tried to get somebody to run against Obama in his second term. Yeah.
Well, so, and by the way, every time we have this conversation, someone tweets, "Steph, we get it. You hate Bernie." I don't hate Bernie.
He doesn't hate Bernie.
I don't hate Bernie.
None of us hate Bernie. You can't hate Bernie.
We
can't
love
hate Bernie.
Bernie's
righteous. You know what I mean?
You love Bernie.
You can't hate Bernie. But I can critique some of his actions.
Yes, exactly.
And they, you know, because
I was
that's
just saying, don't take credit for Democratic, you know, accomplishments, and then the second things go south, you're bashing them again.
Oh, you want to talk about an independent that gets memory loss? He joins the party every time there's an election and then falls right back out after.
Exactly.
Well, one last one I would just say, I agree with Simone Sanders. She said, I think Democrats going on the record or background to call Karine dumb or stupid have crossed a line. You can have a valid criticism about how she did the job, but let's not walk down
the road
of disrespect.
She's absolutely not stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree. Well, this is the problem I think that we face with, you know, when... how black women are dealt with by this current administration, and how they have given a permission to this country to be its worst selves.
In that light, I have a Jesse Waters soundbite for you, because I love you best. 22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Yes, there is the progressive phone company in the country. It is Credo Mobile. Never bending the knee. They're not taking down the pride flag.
Nope.
They are not kissing the ring. When you switch to Credo Mobile, you get reliable nationwide coverage, competitive plans. More importantly, every month they donate to progressive nonprofits. Over $95 million now.
Wow.
Our members get to vote on who gets the money. Switching so smart, so easy. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Get in. Get in the Corolla, as French would say. We're going saving. Go to CredoMobile.com. Stephanie Miller, listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My co-hosts love the gummies. I love
love the relief stick after exercise. Over 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery, the source we trust. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. For a limited time, save 25% off your entire purchase. CB Distillery, promo code Stephanie. CBDistillery.com, promo code is Stephanie. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. You've probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage, but what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain, and the bonus, a glowing, hydrated look and fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It is third-party tested for purity, packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs most. For healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut, just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless, easy to use. Consistency is the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. One more time, that is getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolfLounge.com.
Escape to paradise this summer at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Spacious accommodations, perfect for families or romantic getaways. Voted top 10 best water parks in the U.S., championship golf, the longest zip line in the area, and the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin. Book a Chula Vista Resort all-inclusive package now at 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com. Your summer paradise awaits.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with IZERVAY, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. IZERVAY, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
And the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yes, it is Fridays with Frangela. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning, Frangela. Hi.
Hey, now.
I have some math. Jeff says, funny thing about research, it reveals the truth. Trump MAGA says American schools aren't doing well too much because of too much liberal ideology. Funny thing, when it comes to our schools, blue states outperform red states by quite a bit.
Yep.
He's trying to ban... is it everybody from coming to Harvard now? What's the latest this morning?
Foreign students.
Right. He has banned international Harvard students from entering the U.S. At all.
Yep.
Yeah, that's still not going to get you or Barron in.
Yeah. I just started working. I'm going to be teaching at a performance college. And they have 100 Chinese students coming in. And they are scared to death.
Sure.
Because
yeah. Yeah.
foreign students don't get grants. They don't get Pell grants. They don't get loans. They have to come to that school and pay the full amount. And the schools depend on it.
Yeah. People were saying there's not going to be any more international conferences here. The fact that we,
no.
in the year of our Lord, 2025, several countries have travel advisories to not go to the United States.
I wouldn't.
Next year, Los Angeles, we're supposed to be having the World Cup.
Right.
Are we going to have a World Cup? I have no idea. Will the right. world come here?
They
no
just,
idea.
They just detained a tourist that was here. It took her, I don't know how long, to you know, because they thought she was an illegal immigrant. She was visiting. And it's, you know, so yeah, I mean, it is. And that's an enormous drain financially, too, that like no international conferences will be held here. Unbelievable.
Yeah, because you can get snatched off the streets
exactly.
here.
Yep.
And there's a ripple effect from these things, because you think about if those Chinese students, if the students who are paying full tuition
That's right.
don't come, what does that do to the
exactly.
others?
Exactly.
Yep. Fridays with Frangela.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin health officials say everybody should consider getting the COVID-19 vaccine, even though the federal government has reversed course. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced that the federal government would stop recommending the COVID-19 shot for healthy kids and pregnant women. According to Reuters, Kennedy sidestepped the vaccine recommendation process, and at least one top COVID-19 advisor at the CDC quit. Now the State Department of Health Services is holding steady, saying Wisconsin officials continue to recommend the vaccine for everybody at least 6 months old. This weekend, you can enjoy all Dane County and Madison City parks for free. Many of our parks are already free, of course, but this includes disc golf, dog parks, and boat launches where you usually need to have a permit. But it's not just our local parks either. You can explore state parks for free this weekend, too. Brittany Merlot explains.
It's the 13th annual Free Fun Weekend, where state park admission fees are waived, fishing licenses aren't needed, and neither are trail passes for the first weekend in June. You get to explore 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails, and 84,000 miles of rivers and streams, and roughly 15,000 inland lakes.
Definitely in Wisconsin, we know that we have a challenge of having invasive species in our waters.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Water educator with UWSP. We've got spiny water fleas and zebra mussel larvae that are nearly impossible to spot.
Microscopic to tiny and invisible when they're first born, so not something you could see with the naked eye. And then they'll slowly get to a little bit larger size.
So, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging people to drain water from their boats at the launch and asking us to clean equipment before going to another water body.
That's Brittany Merlot reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mixed skies today with calm winds and comfortable temperatures reaching highs in the mid-70s. Tonight will be partly cloudy, lows falling to the mid-50s. And tomorrow, a repeat of today. Then on Sunday, rain rolls in. That looks to linger into our Monday as well. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin Badgers and the NFL, will be with us to talk sports, and Peter Rapine of EPOM's World with a humorous week in review.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. It's
book, Inside a Broken White House. Now she's telling us the White House was broken. Wait a second. Who else wrote a book about this? Yeah, Tapper. Binder's now DEI Tapper. I wonder who got paid more.
Oh, God.
Did he just call her DEI Tapper?
Yes, he called Kareem Jean-Pierre. This is, I just don't want to give the Jesse Waters of the world ammunition to this whole Democrats in disarray storyline. But I love, oh, by the way, this is Jesse Waters on the Elon Trump feud. He said, you know, guys sometimes fight. Guys sometimes will punch you in the face, and the next night you're having a beer. Sleep with your girlfriend, and you patch things up. They're like roommates.
What?
They were living in close quarters for the first 6 months of the year. They're blowing off steam. This guy's a mega donor, so you don't want him accusing you of being a pedophile. Maybe they can patch things up. I mean, Vance called Trump Hitler, and he's on the ticket. Yes, because they're all soulless, narcissistic a-holes. Oh, my God, they all deserve each other. Okay, go ahead.
I just don't understand how, as you were saying, Stephanie, that we have to see article after article and exploration after exploration about the Democrats and whether or not they're together or they're united. And then we watch this and it's like, look, it's just two friends hashing it out. They were locked up in the cabin too long together and they got a little fussy. It's like, and we've got representatives saying they don't read the bills that they vote on.
Yeah.
And they're all over the place trying to cut things that you can't cut and throwing people in gulags in other countries. And we got to hear that Joe Biden, through no demonstrable, without any evidence, and without a single example of him failing in his presidency, talk about his decline and and the Democrats being in some kind of disarray. It's crazy.
That's right.
Yeah. And you know what? And this is my thing with Jean-Pierre. She can have whatever feeling she has. You know what I mean? And we haven't seen what her
actions. Don't know what it. Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah, we don't know what her actions or reason or reasoning is. And so, and I think it's, I do think it's unfair to have people throw and cast assumptions before you, I mean, well, you know, that person even had a chance to say.
It's a way to get people to not buy the book. It is a way to make sure that she doesn't get to be a bestseller and that Jake Tapper does. It feels like...
Oh, Jake Tapper's not.
Better not be.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is a way for to people to say, you don't want to have this person on.
Yeah. Okay, would you like a breakup update? Because it is changing hourly.
Okay.
Okay. Lev Parnas, who we've had on, I believe, said, breaking, my sources say that despite a major push this morning to get Trump and Elon Musk to talk, Trump flatly rejected it behind the scenes. Trump told aides he's not speaking, quote, to a guy who's crazy and on drugs and wants nothing to do with him.
Oh, boy.
Instead, he's been huddling with loyalists like Pam Bondi, asking how to shut Elon up. He even ordered the Tesla, his own, removed from outside the White House, saying he wants it gone.
His Tesla? He's getting rid of his Tesla?
Wait a minute. I didn't know they had one continually parked out front.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Like a showroom.
Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart in misery.
Okay. I think, besides the Epstein one, my favorite is Musk to MAGA. Side with me because Trump will die first.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's just weird, too.
Yeah.
You don't know that.
You know, did Elon think he was president? Did he really think he was president?
Yeah.
Yeah, he still does.
So Elon Musk told MAGA lunatic Laura Loomer, boy, all the most awful people in the world are involved in this, that she should side with him amid his public feud with Trump as he would live longer. Loomer shared a screenshot of Musk's comment and wrote, "It's heating up. Will be interesting to see what Republican lawmakers do now. I know lawmakers who are asking if they should side with Trump or Elon. I've been on the Hill all day, and it's all anyone's talking about, the most powerful man in the world versus the richest man in the world." Musk replied, "Oh, and some food for thought as they ponder this question. Trump has 3.5 years left as president. I'll be around for 40 plus years." Oh, snap.
Not if the good Lord hears my prayers.
You know what? I love it, because when you lay down with dogs, yep. What do you get up with?
Please.
Please.
There you go.
Legislative STD.
I'm telling you. And they get it all over them. They don't know what to do with each other.
Covered in it. When Nazis fight. Trump and Elon love story.
I feel like an angel getting their wings every 2 to 3 minutes. Bella, what do you call it? Your sorority sister, Caroline.
Oh, yeah. Hey, girl. Aww. Hey.
Hey, girl, she said, this is an unfortunate episode from Elon.
Mm. Oh.
Who is unhappy with the One Big Beautiful Bill because it does not include the policies he wanted. One source close to the White House explained Musk's behavior by saying he fundamentally has an unstable, uncontrollable element to his personality and he lashes out. Who does that sound like? Who else does that sound like?
They're perfect for each other. Look.
Exactly. But wait. He's unstable, but you let him fire tens of thousands of people mm-hmm. and cut right. their jobs?
Right.
Well, mm-hmm. I got to listen to him whine about his billions and billions of dollars worth of contracts from the government?
Yeah. You know how I knew Elon was on drugs? Just look at him. You have eyes. Like, that guy's freaked out of his mind.
What was that thing that he was doing at that dinner where he was
making the
forks on, like, bouncing all those, that fork sculpture on the end of a knife or something?
Yeah.
That was weird.
This is fantastic. All the worst.
These are things you do when nobody likes you.
Yes. that says, I spend a lot of time alone.
Yes. With inanimate objects that I pretend are my friends.
I don't know, Benny Hill music? I just don't even know. Johnson scrambles to save budget bill from Musk's.
Yeah.
I just, all the worst people are having all the worst days, and I'm just so here for it, Frangela. Starting in the moments after Musk first called the bill a disgusting abomination, though in fairness, he could have been talking about Stephen Miller. I don't know.
Right.
Though the tech mogul's open breach Thursday with Trump, the speaker has mounted a multi-front rebuttal to the criticism, aiming to keep the backlash from spinning out of control. This bill.
You know what? The bank is mad at them, okay? The bank is mad, and I understand that, okay? Because, you know, me and Bank of America sometimes don't get along.
We don't agree.
We don't agree.
We have disagreements. Pretty much every month we have a disagreement.
Okay? But
we stick it out because it's the only place that'll give me credit.
Thank you, Angela. Thank you.
Senator Chris Van Hollen on the Big Beautiful Bill.
This is a big bill, as the president says. It's only beautiful if you're a billionaire. For the rest of America, it is a great betrayal. And Elon Musk is pointing out that it will add trillions to our deficit and debt.
So, by the way, you know how they always say, like, oh, no, we're not cutting Medicaid or Medicare. Oh, looky here. Senate Republicans eyeing possible Medicare cuts. Yes.
In addition to Medicaid cuts.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Blah, 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 blah. It would face fierce backlash from some corners of the Senate GOP, but Senate Republicans are now seriously considering it as they race to pass this ridiculous. I mean, it's anybody's guess now.
Well,
what's going to happen with this monstrosity, right?
Yeah. This is year one.
Mm-hmm. Not even years. It ain't even been 6 months.
I can't. Why? Where is Jesus? Where's baby Jesus?
I'll take teenage Jesus. AOC blasted Trump after he broke with Trump on Thursday about the budget bill. Where is she? Hold on. Hold, please. We warned at every step the GOP planned to do this. They said so, but y'all decided bullying trans people was more important than sensible energy policy. She said Republicans are fossil fuel extremists. They are owned by oil and gas and committed to ending the EV, solar, etc. You supported it. I am literally in a bill markup today where Republicans are working to define reliable energy standards to only allow oil, gas, and coal. They're doing it as we speak. I genuinely do not know what else you expected. They campaigned against renewable energy the whole time. I mean, that's true.
They published everything they were going to do in a book.
Yes. And I mean, that, did Elon think that he was going to get what he wanted? And, I mean, this really, he really does, it does sound like somebody who's in a relationship and went, I'm going to get everything I want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Laura in Virginia, you're on with Frangela. Hi, Laura.
Hey, Steph.
Hi.
A note about Trump's dictator parade, but quickly, first I have to admit, when Chris said that when he runs, his heels hit his butt, yep. What yes. popped in my head was an image of him running in stilettos and how that must hurt.
Oh.
But yeah. June 14th.
I can't say that. I don't think I've ever worn. I've never worn high heels.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
It's not fun.
Definitely not. Yeah. Not for running, definitely. On June 14th, after Trump's breakup, his ego will be hurt even more if no one shows up for his authoritarian parade. So everyone, please go to and get your free tickets at events.america250.org. And then don't show up. And leave Trump crying that once again, that is empty, pathetic turnout.
Yeah.
And also, I just want to note, they are estimating $16 million for road repairs.
Oh, yeah.
But no one's talking about how long that will take, how much that will disrupt businesses in D.C.
And
make those repairs.
And guess who they're going to blame?
You.
The black lady mayor. They're going to
blame her. That's right. They are.
Look at this mess on these roads.
Oh, who made this mess?
Exactly. All right. 45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by FFRF. Yeah. Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state, right? Right. Under full-scale attack. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but for everybody. So much extremity going on. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1904. Okay, 1978.
Okay.
A long time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, give or take.
Yeah. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. FFRF.us/freedom or text my last name, Miller, 2511-511. Because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat. Text fees may apply.
4 out of 5 top Hollywood movie stars use
Stephanie Miller.
When was the last time you detoxed your body? If you're like most people, the answer is probably never. Toxins accumulate in our bodies every day from pollution in the air we breathe and water we drink, as well as the food we eat, especially if that food includes fast food, processed food, and sugar. How do you know if you're suffering from a buildup of toxins? If you're experiencing low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation, then those are all telltale signs. So, how do you detox your body? Well, you can add saunas or juice fasts, but what you really need is Active Liver from New Nordic. Containing a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver makes it easy to help your liver detox your body all year long without major changes to your diet or lifestyle. Try Active Liver today and start feeling better with more energy immediately. Active Liver comes in both a delicious gummy or tablet. Active Liver is available in stores at CVS or Meijer or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know that feeling when you walk through the door, kick off your shoes, and finally breathe? That's the kind of comfort Cozy Earth delivers. Luxury you can truly feel and quality you can count on day after day. I've been sleeping on Cozy Earth's bamboo sheets for a while now. I can honestly say they've completely changed the way I sleep. Made with viscose from bamboo, they're unbelievably soft and the temperature regulation is real. I don't wake up sweaty anymore, even on warm nights. With Father's Day around the corner, Cozy Earth has you covered with gift ideas that are both practical and luxurious. Perfect for the hard-to-buy-for man in your life. The all-day tee and studio pant collection are two standouts. They're incredibly soft, breathable, and made for all-day comfort, whether he's lounging, traveling, or just relaxing at home. Plus, every apparel item comes with a lifetime warranty, a true testament to their quality and durability. Visit CozyEarth.com now. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. Dad's going to love it. Go now to CozyEarth.com. Don't forget, type in Stephanie.
Your free ticket Friday keyword for the Stephanie Miller Show is swing. S-W-I-N-G, swing. Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
Ever feel overwhelmed trying to figure out what your dog really needs? Don't worry. At Serenity Pet Spa, we know before you do. Our expert groomers understand every coat type, every breed, and every unique personality. Whether it's a high-energy puppy or a nervous senior, we tailor every groom to keep them healthy, happy, and looking their best. Trust the pros so you can focus on loving your pet. Book your appointment today at Serenity Pet Spa, where grooming meets expertise.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Home Title Lock. If you are a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on just one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with the county, and just like that. Oh, like the series, just like that.
Just like that.
Your home title has been transferred out of your name and into Carrie Bradshaw's, presumably.
I don't think she's a thief like that.
Okay, I don't think like that. Okay. Then they take out loans using your equity and sell your property, and you won't even know what's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. When is the last time you've checked your home title? Mm-hmm. If your answer is never, that's what they're counting on. You need to do something about it right now. I've partnered with Home Title Lock. You can find out today if you've already been a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. 24/7 monitoring of your title. Urgent alerts to any changes. If fraud does happen, they spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go now to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. Yeah, bitches. It's Fridays with Frangela.
Yeah, it is.
What up?
Get it. Get your face up in it.
Trump said, I just concluded a very good phone call with President Xi of China discussing some of the intricacies of our recently made and agreed to trade deal. He doesn't have a trade deal. He doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
And they've already eaten his lunch.
Right.
And by the way, if this whole Elon thing, someone was like, he's going to cave like he always does because Taco.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Also, he can't spell intricacies.
No, he cannot.
Someone wrote that for him.
Somebody wrote that.
Mm-hmm. Cannot. One of this whole tariff. My favorite thing we already played is we can't build bananas here. That's what
right.
Madeline Dean had to say to Howard.
Nutlick.
Someone called him Nutlick, and I'm not letting go of that. We've talked about this out here in California. One big driver of this decade's surge in home prices has been a rise in building material costs that started during COVID.
Yep.
The cost went up largely because of global supply chain problems. I can't believe this is now caused by one guy, one lunatic, not a worldwide pandemic. The housing industry bracing for another spike in material costs tied to Trump's tariffs. Home prices are expected to surge, just what we need, right? Mm-hmm. Tariffs have already added more than $100,000 to the cost of a new home in at least one state. According to a new study, many other states also seeing prices go up by the tens of thousands because of the Trump tariffs. Tariffs on building materials are pushing up the base price of new homes in every state, said the analyst. The data shows these policies affect real affordability, especially in places where incomes haven't kept up with construction costs. And you won't be surprised that California were number two. It's added $68,200 to the cost of a house. here, mm-hmm. as if the houses are, housing prices aren't already insane, right?
Yeah. You know, I feel like where, you know, whoever voted for Trump, this is what you voted for.
This is what you voted for.
Yeah.
You're getting it. You're reaping it.
You're getting it.
And I said, didn't we say this at the time about Canada? Tariffs on Canadian lumber have had a particularly big impact. Canada accounts for roughly 85% of U.S. softwood lumber imports and nearly one quarter of the U.S. supply. Remember Trump going, we don't need anything from Canada? And we're all like, what? Yes, we do.
They number trees up there.
They have a lot of trees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, just in case the ICE raids haven't been mean enough for you yet, senior U.S. immigration officials over the weekend instructed rank-and-file officers to turn up the creative knob to 11 when it comes to enforcement, including by interviewing and potentially arresting people they called collaterals. Officers were urged to increase apprehensions and think up tactics to push the envelope. We've already heard one story. They snatched a kid up on his way to his high school graduation.
Yep.
So he missed it. Right?
Yep.
A legal kid, because the target was his father.
Yeah. How is that? I don't care. Like, I don't understand why the judicial system is unwilling to hold any of these people accountable for these blatantly illegal acts. Like, I'm trying to understand how it is that none of these people are being held in contempt or thrown into jail. Nobody from Homeland, not Marco Rubio, nobody. And I don't understand.
And you guys are right. This whole fight, it's all a distraction. But, you know, there's another story about a kid that had asthma that died this week because his inhaler went from, whatever it was supposed to be, right? $70 to, I don't know, $700, something like that. Ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Couldn't afford it. Died. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. it's he had to settle for medication that only helps you after you've had an asthma attack.
Right. And you know what, Stephanie, too, with ICE, I just want to say I'm afraid that somebody is going to die killed with one of those guns. Because when we saw them outside in New Jersey and that scrum, and now people are
walking. In San Diego.
In San Diego, when we saw those people pushing them back. I am concerned.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I hear you. So many horribles in the horrible, the parade of horrible stacks. Women who miscarry in West Virginia should be prepared to face potential criminal charges, a county prosecutor warned last week. Mm-hmm. A number of other prosecuting attorneys in West Virginia have discussed with him their willingness to charge women who miscarry and dispose of their own fetal remains. I mean, I just...
What am I supposed to bring in to you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, and they're going to charge them anyway. They're going to say they did something for that to happen.
I mean, what do you do? You're going to say that because a woman's body has an issue, she is wrong. She should go to jail.
Yeah. I mean, it's just...
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I hate to bring up the story because I know y'all are huge Meghan McCain fans. However...
Hey, girl.
No, that's not right.
Meghan McCain is taking social media flack over her new gig shilling for a company whose product purports to mitigate what they claim are the negative effects of the COVID vaccine. This is this bolt vaccine reversal pills or something.
Yep.
Okay. She said, I have friends who've suffered heart and menstruation issues. Oh, that's why you always seem like you're on the ring. Okay. She said, if you regret taking the shot, there's hope. Dr. Peter somebody's ultimate spike detox is helping people, blah, blah, blah. Right. Edward tweeted, big moments in healthcare policy from the McCain family. 2017, John McCain is the deciding vote to stop Obamacare repeal. 2025, Meghan McCain becomes a paid spokesperson for unscientific COVID vaccine reversal pills created by a doctor who lost his credentials. I mean... That's the one thing people seem to have in common is the grift in this Trump era. Right?
Everybody wants to get paid. They want to make that money.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, the idea that you could, a vaccine reversal pill, like, is this is snake oil in its worst. This is so. How is this okay?
Well, Let's end with the brandy debate, which has been ongoing on the Stephanie show. French girl says, I agree with you, Stephanie. Brandy was a barmaid.
Yes.
Not, as Crystal Boy says, a whore. And she may also have been a mermaid, too. No, she wasn't a mermaid.
She was not a mermaid.
She was a fine girl.
She was a fine girl.
And a good wife. She would have been a good wife.
Yes.
Such a fine girl.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Francis.
I just she's fictional. I don't think.
Yeah. But the entire bar said that she was a fine girl.
The sailor was the man whore who had a brandy in every port.
You can be fine.
She was not a whore.
Yeah.
I think everybody here needs to go download music from today.
Some Doja Cat.
Bella agrees. All right. We love you, Francis. Yes. Final word. Idiot of the week, MSWmedia.com, sexyliberal.com. We love you.
Love you.
See you Monday, everybody.
Voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, it's the return of Pam Yonke.
And we have a little bit more of the Elon, Trump, and John and Gordy dispute being covered nationwide.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The job cuts facilitated by Elon Musk's Doge team are starting to show up in the monthly jobs report. ABC's Alexis Christophorus with more on today's unemployment numbers.
There were continued losses in federal government jobs, so 22,000 government jobs lost. Since January, that's now about 59,000. We know that the Department of Government Efficiency let go of 120,000 federal workers, but they're not all showing up here. Many of them have been put on administrative leave as they work their way through the courts now, and so they're still considered to be on U.S. payroll.
139,000 jobs in all added in May. The Trump administration asking the Supreme Court to pause a court order to reinstate Education Department employees who were fired in Doge dismantling. Another federal judge temporarily blocking the Trump travel ban on international students at Harvard. Russia unleashing a massive air attack on Ukraine, retaliation for the drone strikes. This is ABC News.